There's an office inside the U.S. Department of Education that investigates when a student's civil rights have been violated. Most complaints are from families of students with disabilities, but that office recently lost more than 40% of its staff to layoffs. Now, some parents say their complaints are not being investigated. From member station WFYI, Dylan Pierce McCoy spoke with a mother who has joined a federal lawsuit in which families are trying to force the Education Department to take action.
12-year-old G's favorite hobby is making slime. She says you just need a few ingredients.
Borax, warm water, and some glue.
I visited G and her mom, Amy Cupp, at their home outside Fort Wayne, Indiana, in January.
If she could make slime every day, she would be happy.
Yeah, like for my whole life.
Cupp and her husband adopted G as a toddler. Cupp asked that we only use G's first initial because this story describes the symptoms of her disabilities and her school's response. G has fetal alcohol syndrome, autism, ADHD, and a mild intellectual disability. Her mom says because of those disabilities, she sometimes acts out at school.
She lays on the floor, she has tantrums.
Cupp says she also refuses to follow instructions and tries to leave the room. G's school sometimes responds to her behavior by restraining and secluding her. That's according to a lawsuit Cupp joined against the U.S. Education Department. Many schools use these methods. Some educators say they're necessary to prevent students from hurting themselves or others. But they're controversial practices.
I don't like the blue room. They can lock it. It's like scary in there.
According to the lawsuit, this school year, Cupp has counted more than a dozen incidents each of restraint and seclusion of her daughter. Cupp shared records with NPR documenting some of those incidents, but the district did not report all of them as seclusion and restraint. G's district, Norwell Community Schools, told NPR in a statement that it, quote, implements reasonable and appropriate safety procedures on school property in order to maintain safety for all students, faculty, and staff. But Cupp says she believes the school has secluded and restrained her daughter when she did not pose a risk.
All I wanted was the school to learn what is proper. What is proper restraint and seclusion? Because this is not it.
That's why Cupp filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights, or OCR. The attorneys in that office investigate all kinds of discrimination in schools, based on race, sex, disability, and more. Earlier this year, an OCR attorney told Cupp the office planned to investigate her school district. She'd get a letter to confirm it.
Every day I sat there waiting in the mail. Nope, it's not in the mail today. Okay, it's going to come tomorrow. Well, after a couple weeks, you know, I'm thinking, okay, what is going on?
Then in March, the Trump administration announced a massive downsizing of the Education Department. OCR laid off at least 240 staffers, including an attorney who was looking into Cupp's complaint. Cupp says she hasn't received any updates since. Amy Cupp is a devout Christian who voted for President Trump.
Because this administration, I thought, had beliefs like my own Christian beliefs, I can't understand why they're doing what they're doing, because that is not what God would intend.
NPR reached out to the White House for comment. It referred NPR to the Education Department. In a statement, the department said it is actively processing disability discrimination complaints, and it, quote, will continue to prioritize the educational needs of those with disabilities. But Rachel Pereira, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, thinks that'll be hard to do after the layoffs.
The loss of a functioning OCR is a huge hit to the disability rights community.
Pereira says she worries investigations might take so long they're no longer helpful for students.
Kids don't get do-overs, right? If it takes a year, 2 years, and they're still subjected to these practices, they're not getting access to a free and public education.
Change is difficult, but this is an opportunity to streamline federal processes.
Jonathan Butcher is a fellow with the Heritage Foundation. He helped shape the education sections of Project 2025, a conservative policy playbook. He says the federal government should protect the rights of students with disabilities. But he says a long-standing backlog at OCR, among other problems, has been getting in the way of that. He thinks these investigations would be better handled by the U.S. Justice Department.
We should be interested in making sure this is done effectively. It wasn't done well before, and so now we're looking for a way to do it better.
The administration hasn't yet pursued a move to the Justice Department, but it's made other policy changes laid out in Project 2025. In the meantime, the lawsuit COP joined aims to force the Education Department to investigate civil rights complaints. And, COP says, to protect children like G.
Oh, she is a sweet, sweet girl. She really is. I mean, she has such a tender heart.
On the day I visited in January, G was excited a new student might join her class.
And that means I can be a big helper.
But these days, G isn't spending as much time at school. Her mom decided to send her for just 2 hours per day. Cup hopes that if G is there less, she'll be secluded and restrained less. For NPR News, I'm Dylan Pierce-McCoy in Indianapolis.